and welcome to the Sparkle Pod, Move It Mama's very own podcast. A community connected through exercise, but so much more. The Sparkle Pod aims to sprinkle a little bit of everything, from sparkle and sunshine to our daily grind and rigmaroles. We hope you enjoy.
Hello guys, welcome back to the Sparkle Pod. Well, it's Jess. Lise was here. She's not now because we're having technological drama. Did you like how I did? I'm going to read you her intro anyway because it's written and here's what she said. Hey guys, welcome back to the potty. I just tried to thesaurus a new word for welcome back because I feel like you might get bored of my introductions, but I didn't really succeed. I could say haere mai or kia ora e te whanau, but I wanted to get even more creative. So maybe next week I'll have something new and exciting for you. Anyway, it's been a week and now we're well and truly on our way through another. Can we please make special reference to the fact we are in December? That is madness, and I agree, that is madness. Enjoy our chat today. Sans, Lise, Shah and I are sitting here sweating bullets, but welcome back, and we are looking forward to today's chat. We're going to chat about a few things, ranging from November, our challenges in December, our challenge in Move It Mama, I should say. We're going to talk about the holidays up and coming. We're going to talk about what we're looking forward to in the new year. We're going to talk a little bit about exercise as a lifestyle. Lots of things in between that too, so sit back, relax, and enjoy your flight. Hi, Sha.
Kia ora, te whanau.
That was like the intro that kept on giving.
Isn't it? But the thing is, with many of you won't know, is that we really are sweating bullets because without the Queen Bee, we're like, oh, shit. What are we going to talk about? Because she just spins yarns from nothing.
Doesn't she? And that is a skill. So lately, she's actually just met with a friend this week about the strengths testing. I can't remember the name of it, but her strengths, you know, and finding out your themes. And one of her themes is communication. And she's a great communicator, but obviously we all can learn and improve. And making that a real strength and ways in which she can shift her communication or tweak it to for it to fully really be a strength. And what is it that we're lacking? Punch?
Punch, pizzazz, sparkle.
Yeah.
Spunk.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
No, there's a bit of that in us.
Yes.
X Factor?
Is that what we're missing?
Rude.
Yeah. That rude. Is rude. But I think you've got X Factor. It's just different to her X Factor, eh?
What's mine?
Well, you've got an X Factor, but we're just different. And I mean, I don't know. But it's a theme. There's a theme for us.
I feel like you're deflecting the question.
No, I'm talking back to our childhood, and we've been like this our whole life, where we have relied on her to sort of lift things up a little bit.
Lift the mood. Keep the flow going. No, you're right. And you're right. The X Factor is just different. I mean, everybody has their own X Factor. That's their charm, right?
Do they?
Do they?
Hey, do they? But what about her last intro? She said that sit back, relax, and she wanted to say enjoy the flight. And I did that. That's quite cool that I spun that all the way back around. Rerouting, segueing.
Rerouting, we like. We're like, hey, I would like to actually hold her accountable to changing the introduction next week.
Oh, yes, yes.
Write that down. Listeners, okay. Hit us up if she fails.
Yeah. So first of all, can we address the elephant in the room? And that is not the elephant, but the two sort of horses at the mics.
That was good. Well, people may not know. Give them a bit more context.
Okay. Well, your voice sounds a bit dirty and husky, and so does mine, albeit nasally at the same time. So there's a little bit of sickness going around.
I actually thought you meant horses and you look like...
Oh, fuck. Well, that too.
With your long face.
Yes, guys. Do you guys know the joke? Horse walks into a bar. Barman
why
says,
the long face?
Why the long face? And that is me. So if anyone's ever looking to tell the difference between Shah and I, like aside from the obvious fact that we look different, sometimes, I've got the longer face, or as one teacher that we really had a fondness for once put it, she's just got the fatter face. But that's always been a joke that I look like a horse. I look like a horse, Lady Gaga, and Christina Yang off Grey's Anatomy.
Sterling Mortlock.
And Sterling Mortlock.
Hey, question, not question, but observation, is that you've used the word horse as in H-O-R, H-O-A-R, horse. Is that horse. Right?
Well, yeah, it is, isn't it? A hoarse voice.
Horse throat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've gone H-O-R-S-E and thought of the animal, hence the confusion.
Yeah, but actually what I did was quite clever because I said, let's address the elephant in the room that's actually a horse. So I've actually referred to the animal, hence your confusion, but actually quite clever of me.
Where's Lise? Lise. We're struggling.
Yeah.
Hey, that's horse. I've just Googled it. Hoarseness, when your voice sounds raspy, strained or breathy.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I'm not sleeping very much. So just to give you a bit of context, not that you ask for it nor care, but I'm sleeping on the floor of our children's room who share a room because we've got my mother-in-law. We're still skipping down the route of our topics, but she's here, as is a great uncle from France, so mother-in-law from South Africa, and so there's no room in our house. So Dorian and I are on the floor in our kids' room. They're waking at goodness knows what hour, and you know, there's been, you know, when people talk about bed hopping in the night, like we don't really do that. We don't really bed share, not that there's anything wrong with it, but there's been a bit of that because we're trying to keep everyone bloody quiet too. And I think that tiredness is kind of getting on top of me, as well as the sick kids probably got their bugs. What about you, Tommy?
Can you clarify on the floor? You got a mattress on the floor?
I got a mattress and then a thin mattress on top, so we're not totally on the floor. And also just we've had carpet, so we had to rip out our carpet because we found infestation of carpet moths, which are really foul. And we, you know, you could ignore it, but we just couldn't because it's fucking gross. So in amongst the visitors in our house and living like a slum, it's not a slum, it's great, but we've had no carpet on the floor and dust everywhere. And anyway, he's just finished the whole house.
The carpet.
And it feels like I'm walking on a cloud. And
holy shit. Can you just show me quickly the room that you're in?
I'm in the kids' room.
Epic.
It feels almost like a new house, apart from when I look at my curtains. But it's so nice. It's real nice.
And for those of you that have listened to the pod, you'll know that Jess has issues.
House anxiety.
As far as house anxiety is concerned. She's got a beautiful home. Warm, beautiful, cozy home. And she still gets anxious about what it looks like, which is ridiculous, but that's okay. Everybody's got their thing.
Comparison is the thief of joy because, you know, I come to your house, Chara, and it's a picture of perfection down to the sheets you're sleeping in and everything like that. I don't know when you became, I don't know when it started, but I do remember even in Sydney, however many years ago, 6-7 years ago, I always took your linen hand-me-downs. So you actually did invest in things like that pre-Emma, but Emma has heightened it.
I definitely found my match when, you know, when we realized that we had a love of linen,
didn't you?
Hey, you were mentioning something really important about uncle from France, Pierre, and your mother-in-law, so tell the listeners, how's that been?
Is that boring chat?
Nah, because I mean, it's really like I would get teary every time I thought about this because Dorian's mother had not met either of your children.
Yeah. And I think since Dorian became a father, has, you know, when you do become a parent, possibly your level of understanding or even appreciation for the parents you had is heightened because I've said the word heightened like 3 times, but you appreciate it more because you appreciate the job they did. And he had a challenging upbringing with his dad in and out of his life and whatever else. And she was there though. And, you know, they were just two peas in a pod. And goodness me, the second she walks in the door, you're like, right, so this is why you are the way you are, you know, to Dorian. There's so many similarities. And she is such a hoot, and she
Is that lovely to have someone around that is like him after so long?
And I think it's been so nice because they speak Afrikaans, for the three of them to speak Afrikaans, and I'm like, you know, Pierre sort of is wanting to not do that to include me, but I'm like, please leave me alone, like I'm fine. I don't need to be in I'm on all the chats. But it is so cool because they were two, you know, that she raised him on her own essentially, and she had a really challenging time losing two other children. I don't know if I should talk about that, but that, well, why not? And where was I going with that?
Well, he's the apple.
Well,
of the
he's
eye,
just, he? Yeah, and she couldn't go on to have any more children, and he is just her everything. And he's lived out of home now since he was 18, so half of his life, more than now. So she's used to him being gone, but not used to not seeing him for 5 years since we got married. So that is cool. And she's here for the summer, which takes us on to, no, let's go back to November. Because if Lise was on the pod, no doubt there would be many a reference to the fact that it is December the 7th today.
Yeah, what the fuck? Honestly, sorry, language. Even my mother said today, this morning, she said, I was telling her how next week we're going down to the Hawke's Bay on our way to Christchurch. And she said, looked at me baffled, going like, Christchurch? When are you going to Christchurch?
Did she?
We're coming for Christmas. It's in 2 weeks.
Yeah, madness.
Yeah. November challenge. So, I mean, it's pretty cool, eh? Like, part of an online business is obviously we get tagged in things when people are doing things. Shout out Sarah Paulin with your reels.
But whoa.
Yeah, but can you tell us how November went and what's up in December?
So the thing is that in the past, like, say, 18 months ago, we didn't do many challenges because our thought process was very much like, we don't believe in the fact that you stick to something for 6 weeks or 4 weeks and then what happens. Yeah. Because traditionally I feel like you go to an F45 and you do a 6 week challenge and you get these insane results physically and mentally and whatever else. But you resort back to sort of old habits, say, and tickle horse. Sorry. Let me take a swig.
You might need to turn your phone on silent too. I heard a ding.
Sorry, that's weird that it's not on silent. Almost always is. It's so weird.
What's this occasion?
I don't know. And so the thing is, though, as we get older, as we experience things and go through this life, we realize that more and more people respond really well to challenges, not just to do it for 6 weeks and let it go. So a lot of people, and even if, to be honest, even if it does spur someone on just for 6 weeks, at least it is 6 weeks and not at all. So I think our understanding of people, or the fact that we're all different, and we've talked about this a lot on the podcast lately, but like it is true, to if we can sit back and we don't have to understand other people, but we can appreciate that we all operate differently and take different things to sort of spur us on and motivate us. And it just has such an amazing impact. People come out of the woodwork left, right, and center. And I think Lisa's chat to Instagram about starting now and just get it done, you know, feel good for Christmas. Don't wait till the new year. Like that has had a really good ripple effect as well, because people just sometimes need those little kicks. I feel like I'm doing all the talking.
Yeah, standard. No, it's true. I mean, it's true. It, like, as much as, I mean, the fact that we sort of do this remotely, right? Like we connect with our members, we connect with our listeners remotely. And so, and part of, I think, being part of this community is, you know, it's the connection bit. You want to be part of something. And then so when you do a challenge as well, it's just further like engaging people. And I just think the fact that, you know, I see someone post this reel or evidence of them doing the challenge or whatever it is to social media, and then you see other members commenting, interacting each other on, spurring each other on, and they may not have even met, or they may have just come across each other at the party, and or they may just know their name through Facebook comments on the workouts. Like, it's really, really bloody cool. And I just, even if a challenge month on to the next, onto the following month looks kind of similar, it's still something that keeps us connected.
If you don't want it to look similar, Shay, you can give me lots of ideas.
Yes, I know. You know.
Yeah, you're busy. The last, the November take on things was a little bit different: affirmation, gratitude, and movement. And I thought that was really cool. I think that had a good effect on people, even the affirmation alone and the gratefulness, the gratitude. I don't do that. And classic case of people operating differently. You have your people who get up and journal every morning and write that down, and I'm not one of them, but that challenge helped me to actually do that, and now I've stopped doing it. So therein lies an example. But December, really cool, because we've got just the daily thing, and I think that is a good time of year to do that as well, because December can get real busy for people, social, more social events, busier, more things to do, prepare for, blah blah blah, work comes to a mountainous close, so even if you don't get a workout, at least you can get that little challenge done.
Yeah, tell us, I want to know more about your swim. Have you swam with LJ again in the morning? You've done it twice. Have you done it since?
No, I haven't, because this morning I was busy organizing, helping Dorian move all the furniture out of the house before 7 o'clock, before my workout, for the carpet to go in. And so no. And then yesterday morning, Lee said, come after loaded. To come after loaded on Tuesday. But again, we were getting it ready for the first day of carpet, moving all the shit out of the house. So no. Tomorrow morning, maybe I will. But this tickle in my throat is making me think that I shouldn't.
What was it like for you?
So I have this client that I see twice a week, and it is no big deal for her to swim. Like, she's like, no, that's amazing. Look how beautiful it is. Like, it's not cold for her. Well, it's like just not a big deal. And so that almost made me kind of think, oh, fuck, I better suck it up. Like, you know, but was Lisa's looking at me with this knowing look, like, I'll just let you be. Like, she knows not to push me. I'll do it in my own time. And Lisa almost walks off into the water, just doesn't look back, almost intentionally, I think, to just in the hope that when she turns around, I'll have gone under. But it's
what's the big deal for you?
Cold, I think.
Yeah.
I hate being cold.
What about sand?
Don't mind, and my plumber husband has a nice hot outdoor shower outside, fine. Nice. So I've got this client again in the morning, maybe I'll go after that, but maybe I shouldn't, I don't know. What do you think? You're quite good at cold water therapy immersion. Aren't you?
I used to, like, I remember through winter I would have a cold shower every morning. This is like 2 years ago. I feel like I did it at my old house.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Only because, like, it's, God, we're a weird species.
Why?
Aren't we?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's bloody weird, because it's not like, I mean, I'm sure there's like scientific evidence that it's good for you. Don't at me, listeners. Okay? Yeah. I know, it's proven.
Yeah.
Like exercise. It works. Fuck, I don't need to know the science, but I know that there's science. Anyway, it's just funny the reasons why you do shit. Like, I did that, I think, because it was just like, oh, that's good for me, and it's a challenge, and it's going to build resilience.
Yeah, which is, I think,
just funny.
It's fascinating. But I think that's where Lisa's real good at challenges, and it's a challenge for her, but, well, you did it because it's, it's a good idea to do a challenge, but mostly you did it because of the associated benefits physically and mentally.
Yeah, I mean, it was, although it's a horrific start, it's also a lovely start.
Well, I found in the 2 days that I did it, I didn't exercise those mornings because it was Monday and I trained her. I did my client, and then when did I do another one?
The day before.
Sunday.
Father's Day?
What day is Sunday?
I think you did it Sunday.
Nah, kind of.
Oh, maybe I did. Irrelevant.
Fuck, yeah, you know, that kind of chat, it gets so boring. Anyway, I did it 2 days in a row, and what I found was on those days I hadn't actually exercised, but by the time I got home after just a cold water immersion, I felt like I'd exercised. Like, I felt like, whoa, what is this? So clearly there are benefits. But also, I think what you were kind of getting at is, like, sometimes we just latch on to things because they are, in inverted commas, healthy.
Agreed.
Which I did. I did many moons ago when it was really, I don't know, some major push for soy milk. So I went to town on soy milk and started drinking soy milk coffees. Then I made the change to almond because that was cool. So yes. So now I still can't stomach a milky coffee. I either have a long black or an Americano with a dash of cold, normal milk. And However, if I'm to want a milky coffee, I still have to get an almond flat white because I've acquired the taste and I cannot for the life of me have a milky coffee out of normal milk. But I have an Americano with normal milk. They're like, what the fuck, Jess?
Ugh, almond milk.
I feel like my chat is stressing you out.
No, it's not. It's not. This is important. This is important stuff. I just think if anyone tells me they're like almond milk, they're lying. So that's fine.
Yeah, well, no, it's, I know, it's quite gross, but I've acquired the taste, so I actually really like the coffee. I only buy it every once in a while.
Coffee cart.
The coffee cart. Yeah, I was on the weekend going somewhere on Friday night. We had our preschool party thing, and in the car on the way there with two girls, and talking about drinking, actually, and I was like, oh, I'm not very good at, like, boozing now. I can't, like, I find myself having 2 to 3 and I'm done, absolutely. And I was like, you know, with coffee. And they're like, nah, don't drink it. Oh, got it. I was so good.
You need to tell me who these people are.
No.
Offline.
No, but I said I'm meeting more and more people who don't drink it. And I, as I say to everybody who tells me they don't drink coffee, I was like, God, I feel kind of sorry for you. But also, I should not, because it's the great thing that you're not addicted to caffeine, whereas I am. But I was trying to explain that with the first cup of coffee of the day, it's like, oh, it hits.
Yeah.
The second one, it's good, but it's not as good as the first.
No.
The third
I'm enjoying this.
The third one.
Yes, I'm hanging on.
It's almost like, I didn't need that, but I'll drink it anyway. And that's how I am with wine. And then I'm done. Although occasionally I'll have a fourth.
Oh, I hear you. I feel that in my loins.
Yes.
But, what that reminded me of something. Go back. You were talking about wine drinking. Damn it, did I forget? Because it just made a really good conversation turn a bit average.
Yeah, gutted when you have to start explaining.
I totally understand. But the coffee thing, I think you're bang on. And God, you're right. That first one is like liquid gold. Second is not that much. I mean, it's good, but you're like, oh, not as tasty. Definitely required.
Yeah. Okay, so we're circling back. We're circling back because
the drinking thing, because my ability to sink a bop or get anywhere remotely close to like
sinking a bop,
thinking like 3 drinks, I can't even do it. I get so badly hungover.
Yeah.
Especially if I mixed, like if I started with say a beer and then had a wine, or if I start with like a gin and then had a beer, I'd be ruined.
So really?
Yeah.
Disappointing, eh? But also we don't condone binge drinking, and it's a good thing. My mother-in-law is really into it, and so she bought, like, went out trying to find the gin RTDs that she basically drinks at home, which is like gin and dry lemon, is like a can that she buys in South Africa. So she went to try and find some similar. So she came back with an array, like a Schweppes, a Pals, and something else, and she's nearly finished them, and all of them she hasn't liked. So I think when I pick the kids up from preschool today, we'll be buying a gin bottle and a mixer separately for her. But I feel like that is dangerous company and dangerous territory, because it's meaning I want a wine every night because she's having one.
Oh, so she's here for the entire summer till when? March?
Yeah, she tells me though that she's staying 2 months, not 3. She just had to put a return date on her ticket. She says 2. Okay. And that will be really fun because you're here for about 2 months too, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. So we come down, we're leaving next week. We're actually vacating our house and going to the Hawke's Bay for a week before we get on our ferry on the 22nd of December across the Pacific. The Pacific? The Cook Strait.
That was so ballsy of you to actually name the ocean.
Well, it's the Cook Strait, but I don't know why. Anyway, excuse the sniffles, by the way. And yeah, then we're spending 2.5 months, I want to say, down there, which is really exciting. And we've got a little apartment in the city. So we're, you know, taking Tom to the big schmalk of Christchurch. And we'll be dotted between Hallswool, where All's Wool, and Waimari Beach, where you lot are. And the whole clan's going to be there for Christmas, which is bloody exciting. I feel a bit stink for the Twigs because they'll be missing Tommy a lot. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that mean that next Christmas you'll be out there though?
Yeah.
Guts. So it's called
thinking about that.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's gonna come round quickly. It's December.
Isn't it? There's four months to go and then before you know it, it's Christmas 2023. So what are we? I was just checking the oceans and it's the Cook Strait down there, which we know, but it is the Pacific on the east and the Tasman on the west. So I reckon you're about right by saying the Pacific. But that was really punchy of you. That was punch.
Geography not our strong point, is it?
No, but it was one of my favorite subjects at school, which was bizarre. Ability to hold and retain information, not there. Which takes us to the new year. What are you excited about? What is going to be the peak?
What is going to be the peak of 2023? Do you know what? It's quite a bizarre thing. Because in 3 months after this Christmas holiday, I go back to work full time.
Wow. That's nuts.
So literally, when I come back from Christchurch, I'll be back at work, which is a bizarre thing. And
literally, like, that's what they used to say in London all the time?
Yeah, literally, like. Yeah.
And like, literally, they would. Yeah, no.
Not going to lie, but literally every second word.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. South African. Why do they say literally so much and they go up at the end of their sentences? Was that good or no?
You do that so well.
Oh, thanks.
I wanted to respond, but I didn't back myself.
So literally, like, they often say literally when it's not actually literally. Literal. Yeah, right. Literal. Yeah. Well, that took a turn. Okay. Love doing accents, but really suck.
Yeah. So that's kind of going to be interesting. And next year we're working through like how literally I can go back to work, and then in the middle of the year, which is like our off season where I work, I can actually take a trip overseas with Tom and Emma. So we're actually literally talking about going overseas for about 6 weeks again as a family.
Oh my god. Gosh, that was so good. We've got to stop. I don't want anyone to be offended.
It's the nasal and voice that's helping.
I don't know, but I'm literally so jealous of you going overseas. We've got to stop. Sorry, got to stop. Overseas over 6 weeks. So we've got this family visiting now and I feel like we need to go over to South Africa, but actually all we want to do is go back to somewhere like Fiji or something. But also, I don't know when that will ever happen, but.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's part of the plan anyway at this point. Hopefully we can do it. And yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that. And I'm just excited to like see Tom grow. I mean, it's funny, eh? Because like, obviously, like all the cliches, right? What do they say? They say the nights are long, but the years are short. Days are long, but the years are short.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's true, obviously, but, and you like, I was talking with my friend Carly about this, right? Like everybody's going to relate, I'm sure, regardless of being a parent or whatever, but like, even if you're an auntie or something, you don't want them to grow up, but you do because you look forward to like what's to come. And then the other part that I was talking about is, which I know you'll relate to, when you go out on your own, like yesterday afternoon, I went, Emma was like, you go, I'll look after Tom while I erg. Like he can just play with his toys next to the erg, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I'm like, there's no way you can have an erg with Tom on the mat. Like it's going to last 10 minutes before he's like, had enough. And he's also, the erg's in the dryer, in the garage. So, and he's kind of moving around. So he's
niggly.
Anyway. But sure, okay, you do that and I'll go out and I'll go and like do some errands. And I was really excited to have 45 minutes out of the house. But the whole time, I wasn't relaxed.
This is one of the most challenging things I find with parenthood because, you know, you have these little moments by yourself and it's just change because it's either a conflict or a contrast of the two things for me. It's like wondering what they're up to, hoping they're okay, and being worried and a little bit anxious about that, what they're eating or what they're reacting to things like, whether they're having tantrums or they're happy or blah, blah, blah. And then wanting to enjoy it, the pressure to enjoy that time so much, but there's those things hanging over your head.
Yeah, like, you know, Emma is completely capable. She's a capable mother. And she suggested it. She said, get out of the house. Go and do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, so what I think you've got to learn is she's different as well to you, and my husband is different to me. Yeah. You don't have a husband, but your wife.
I don't have a husband.
It's like she's, and I don't know, it's not a gender thing. It's the way we are wired. It's just not, like, Dorian's brain does not operate the way mine does when he's away from his children. It's just different. Yeah. So
what is that like?
Well, I have read things.
It baffles me.
I've read things about that, but I don't want to paraphrase it incorrectly, and I'm worried about offending people, really.
Yeah.
But I know that there are mental things the way we're wired. I don't know the connection to the child. I don't know. Don't know. We're just different. The mental load is different between each person, and like. So I keep reminding myself just to fucking relax in those moments because they are fine. And my husband is not feeling about the situation the same way I am. So just get over it, really. But it's really hard to do.
It was so fascinating how my mind was working, and I was real conscious of it. And I actually went to see Carly. And, like, the whole time I was there, I was like, oh, I got to go. Emma's at home with Tom. And
Like,
worried about the fact that, well, I was worried that she wouldn't get her training session done to standard. But not my problem. She suggested it.
And that's the thing. Like, you miss out on getting shit done all the time.
Yeah.
I do.
I know. And then lunchtime today, another example, 12 o'clock, she's like, should I take him for a walk? And I was like, fucking oath, take him for a walk. I can do some work. So I just sat at my computer.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, I wonder if he's like being grizzly like he normally is on the gram. Not my problem.
No, I know. It's a real hard one to sort of overcome. I wonder if we're just like quite highly strung people and other parents don't actually feel the same way. I do think a lot of us do, but I'm sure like Lise was on some topic today talking about how she just needs to relax sometimes. And I do think like I could just relax a bit and let it go. Like, even the way, like, if I leave on a Friday afternoon to go out somewhere, like last Friday, I left at about 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. Like, Dor doesn't care about the dinner. His brain doesn't go to dinner at that time.
What will they eat?
Yeah. Or he'll just be like, if there's nothing here, we'll just get takeaways and that's no big deal. Whereas in my brain, I'd be like, if they're going to get takeaways, they need to phone the takeaway shop by like 4 o'clock because it needs to really be there by 4:45. You know, but they're so relaxed, it doesn't matter. And so, anyway,
maybe
God.
We need to take a leaf. I
believe so. Yeah, I do think so. Okay, well, we should go because I don't know if we've held this up well enough. What do you think?
I think it's been good.
Okay.
The accents for me was a real highlight.
Okay, good.
Literally,
like, December is going to be over before you know it. We're on to day 7 of our challenge. And it is so cool, to see people sharing that kind of stuff. The thing is, like, we now do these quite regularly because we see how much it, like, you know, it makes people tick a little bit, and makes them stay accountable. And I do think Lisa's messaging lately is, like, bang on, you know? We sometimes... Do you sometimes think this, that people talk, especially if you watch things on Instagram and stuff, how busy the silly season is? And we're all so busy and there's so much to do. And oh my God, I'm like chasing my tail and blah, 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 blah. And sometimes I'm like, is it that different to normal life?
I agree. I agree with you.
I'm like, there's some presents to buy, maybe.
But you actually get, most people are getting a little bit of time off.
There's some presents to buy. I suppose you've got to organize, like, if you go on holiday and you've got like kids stuff to pack and stuff like that.
Yes. I want to add there would be financial stress as well because buying gifts and like spending money on holidays and whatever it is. There's financial stress at Christmas. Yes. I do think that.
Yes. And I do appreciate that even putting food on the table for Christmas Day, like if you're used to having like a big feed, it's fucking so expensive. I've been going to the supermarket at least $320 now, my shop, especially having guests in the house. And then I go back for another little one. It's mental. Absolutely. But I do think that we don't buy many presents really in our family. And therefore, I do think you can do it. You don't have to spend so much money. But yeah, I don't know. I just sometimes feel like, you know how exercise, speaking this, especially with the exercise going out the window, because you do have social things on and stuff. But it's so good to just get into the mindset or frame of mind of just, oh, I wake up and do it anyway, regardless of what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, someone sent me, sorry, go.
No, go. Someone sent
me a screenshot of what I looked like on Tuesday morning. So I had one of the shittest sleeps, but it's not an anomaly really lately. And you said how tired I looked on Tuesday morning loaded.
Yeah.
And she sent me a screenshot of her. She froze the workout for a second. And
Can we talk about who the fuck sent that to you? Do I know this person?
Yeah, she's a lovely person. And she was like making a joke. Look,
I know she's a lovely person, but I think it's really cheeky because we're all bloody tired. Look at our bags.
She said, sorry, Jess, I froze you. And this is the screenshot.
Cute. I want to know, like, because I think it's endearing that she sent it to you, but it's also like a bit cheeky.
Nah, it's funny. It's funny.
Hey, but on the topic, because what I think the point is like, historically at Move It Mama, like, we don't do our live timetable historically over this period, but we are going to, and we're not going to do our live timetable, correction, but we're going to do a live timetable, and so that we are continuing on producing or bringing you live workouts, right? Details to come, but like, I just think it's now is a better time than any, and like, we are busy. I know that people say like it's a really busy time, and we're sort of just contradict or like challenging that,
and
but it is.
I appreciate our lives are different to other people's lives. It's busy for people,
but like, the whole point is throughout this time, like, I'm gonna get up on Christmas Day and we're gonna do a workout together, and it's gonna be fucking great.
Oh yeah, and it's actually probably gonna be public, so that's cool.
Oh cool, there you go.
Hot news leaked on the Sparkle Pod.
Yeah, but Jess wrote something in her post about, like, her recent post today, I think, about, you know, not just waiting till the, well, you just said it, not to wait until the new year, but this quote that people say, like, bikini bodies are what made in winter or something, how much she hates that. Like, it's nothing to do with that. And people might have aesthetic goals, that's fine. But think about how you want to feel throughout this period, especially if you find it quite high stress, and you want to feel really good for your summer holiday, like, it's a no-brainer. So I really hope people, even if you're not doing live workouts with us, you make use of what ones we will put out
there. That's where I was going with my Tuesday morning screenshot story, was that, like, I felt like a dog warmed up, death warmed up. Not dog.
Yeah,
and afterwards I felt like, yeah, okay, my eyes still look like piss holes in the snow, but I feel a damn sight better for having done that. Anyway, that's it. All right, ka kite.
Where'd you get piss holes in the snow from?
I can't remember, but that's what they look like. Look. Look, someone just pissed in the snow. You see? And there's just mountains surrounding those piss holes. You see them? I get them from my dad.
You know what? I reckon Tommy's got them.
Lucky Tom. He's got the bum chin too. Goodness me, I love a bum chin. Right, do you have a sparkle spreader? Just real quick, because we've got to tie this up.
Yeah, sparkle spreader. Well, I really did have one before coming on to this podcast, and now it's like, it's just gone out of my brain.
Well, I'll go. You go. My mother-in-law, I think, really is my sparkle spreader, because it's been a damn long time. And actually, she's so much, I think Nina is a lot like her in her quirkiness, and it's quite cute to see. And I feel like my husband has just become sort of like really content with having her here, even though they kind of start bickering about now. They get a bit short with each other, but he just, you know, he I know feels really happy and grateful for the most part to be part of our family and have our family, but how sick of us you would become, really, well, and just want a dose of your own.
Yeah, hard out. And it's just so nice, like, to, you know, I feel like that with my siblings, right? Like, I'm away from all of my family to very lesser extent. You're a hop, skip, and a jump across the ditch. But
the Cook Strait, like, or the Tasman, or the Pacific.
It's like when people meet me and I don't feel like they really know me until
they meet your family,
They meet my family, and I think, like, Dor, he's always around us, and it's so nice for him to have his mum there.
Yeah. Let's just go back to the fact that maybe we'll have to do some carpool karaoke's when you're in town, because we've got 2 months of content.
Bloody oath.
Generation.
I've been thinking about it a lot.
If anyone's got any suggestions for a good carpool karaoke, bearing in mind there are two fundamental criteria. One has to be a really well-known song so that it ticks lots of boxes and gets good reach.
Handy, yeah.
Two, has to be quite upbeat, because otherwise it's just too slow to watch.
Oh, I don't know if I really agree with that.
The second point. Okay, second no problem. Point. What was your sparkle spreader?
Like, think about Lady Gaga, What Did We Do? Always Remember Us This Way. Like, Jess is currently just throwing a ball up and down and catching it on camera, which is very much like her twin sister.
Yeah, so
my sparkle spreader, when you were talking about yours, I thought, oh, mine's the same. You know, I'm really stoked for you to have your mother-in-law, but I'll think of my own. I want to say thanks, my sparkle spreader, for the last time I was on the podcast, I talked about Giraffes Can't Dance. The amount of messages that I have received about the book, people that read it to their classroom, to their children.
Nice. You know,
people have sent me a video of their copy, which is a pop-up one, which looks unbelievable. And that's what I'm trying to buy online. I forgot that I need to go and get that.
Cool.
And on the topic of book recommendations and sparkle spreaders, I'm going to say Ruby Tui's book.
Yeah.
I shared on my Instagram. I read it in 2 days.
It's
really for anyone that is a fan of maybe reading about the underdog, or, you know, a strong young girl that knew that she had a choice.
Wow.
It's brilliant.
Okay. Cool.
That's my sparkle spreader. It brought me a lot of joy that weekend, and ongoing with other people agreeing that it's a great read.
There's nothing better than being like balls deep in a good read, and not wanting it to end, but I find it so difficult when it's coming to an end. You don't want it to end, but you desperately want to get to the end.
Yeah, and I hadn't read a book since I was like reading Oh Baby before labor.
Maybe that's how people feel about the Sparkle Pod.
I don't want it to end.
Yeah, they're like, please don't end. I'm joking. That was an attempted joke, but it was ill-timed. Okay, well, we hope Lisa's back next time.
Yeah, it's literally gone okay, though.
Yeah. Literally, like, I think we did the best we've got.
Yeah, we worked well with our resources. And no, that was
not good. Okay, shit, we're ending on a low point. Okay, guys. Well, next week it will be what, the 14th of December? It's the 13th of December, actually. So we'll talk to you. No, it won't. It'll be about the 14th. Fuck knows. I don't know. But you'll see us again soon, and we'll have the Queen back and the main mic, because I don't think this is going so well.
This hole is in the snow.
Yeah. Okay. Goodbye. Thanks for listening. Bye.